ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதி வாசுதேவாய, நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு அபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத் சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text number 59. Taihi Sprushtaha Vyasavaha Sarve Nipetuhu Sma Pura Okashaha Tan Aniya மகாயோகி மயஹ கூபரசே ஆக்ஷிபத் தை ஸ்பிருஷ்டா வ்யஸவஹ ஸர்வே நிபேதுஹு ஸ்மா பௌருஷஹ புருகௌஷஹ தானானீய மகாயோகீ மயஹ கூபரஸ்ய க்ஷிபத் தைஹி ஸ்பிருஷ்டா வ்யஸவஹ ஸர்வே நிபேதுஹு ஸ்மா புரௌகஷஹ தானானீய மகாயோகீ மயஹ கூபரஸே க்ஷிப தைஹி ஸ்பிருஷ்டா வ்யஸவஹ ஸர்வே நிபேது ஸ்மா புரௌகஷஹ தானானீய மஹாயோகீ மயஹ கூபரஸே க்ஷிப. போலோ. தைஹி பை தோஸ் ஃபைரி ஏரோஸ் ஸ்பிருஷ்டாஹ பீங் அட்டாக்ட் ஆர் பீங் டச்ட் வ்யசவஹ வித்தவுட் லைஃப் சர்வே ஆல் த டீமன்ஸ் Nipetu, fell down. Sma, formerly. Pura Okashaha, being the inhabitants of the above mentioned three residential airplanes. Tan, all of them. Aniya, bringing. Mahayogi, the great mystic. Mayaha, Maya Danava. Kuparase, in the well of nectar, created by the great mystic Maya. Akshipat, put. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Attacked by Lord Shiva's golden arrows, all the demoniac inhabitants of those three dwellings lost their lives and fell down. Then the great mystic Maya Danava dropped the demons into a nectarian well that he had created. Purport. The asuras are generally extremely powerful because of their mystic yogic power. However, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesha madgate antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yumam samayukta tamomataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendent loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The actual purpose of mystic yoga is to concentrate one's attention fully on the personality of Godhead Krishna and always think of Him. Madgate Antaratmana. To attain such perfection, one must undergo a certain process, Hatha Yoga, and through this yoga system, the practitioner achieves some uncommon mystic power. The asuras, however, instead of becoming devotees of Krishna, utilize this mystic power for their personal sense gratification. Maya Danava, for example, is mentioned here as Mahayogi, a great mystic, but his business was to help the asuras. Nowadays, we are actually seeing that there are some yogis who cater to the senses of materialists, and there are imposters who advertise themselves as God. Maya Danava was such a person, a god among the demons, and he could perform some wonderful feats, one of which is described here. He made a well filled with nectar and dipped the asuras into that nectarian well. This nectar was known as Mruta Sanjeevani Tari, for it could bring a dead body to life. Mruta Sanjeevani Sanjeevatari is also an Ayurvedic preparation. It is a kind of liquor that invigorates even a person on the verge of death. Om Ajnana Timirundasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I don't want to describe the story of Tripurasur and Maya Danava, because yesterday he spoke entirely. So Srila Prabhupada said, if a person goes to toilet only once in a day, he can be called a yogi. If he goes to toilet twice in a day, he is called a bogi. And then if he goes to toilet three times in a day, he is called a rogi. Here, Maya Danava is described as Mahayogi. But Srila Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, if you can clear your stomach very nicely, you will be considered to be having mystic powers. If somebody has mystic powers, if somebody can clear his stomach nicely, then that means he has mystic powers. Otherwise, everybody has, stomach upset. So many of your yogis. Any yogi here? Any yogi? No yogis, only bogis. I am a rogi, you know. So, it is like that. So, and it is not very surprising, all these yogis, they develop these powers only by the mercy of Krishna. Right? If you consider modern science also, you know, they have also developed mystic powers. Right? Right? What is this Wi-Fi, right? Wi-Fi is like a mystic power only. Right? They make some arrangement and then you type some words, some letters, and then it comes on the screen. Right? It's like a mystic power only. You type something and it gets recorded. You know, like history pages, you know, motherboard, server, all that stuff. How all these things happen? So, how all these scientists, they are developing all this advancement, you know, most very advanced. They are becoming very, very advanced, you know, like that. So that comes by austerity only. Like, austerity only. All these scientists, you know, they are like yogis only. Demons, most of them are demons, but they perform great austerity of spending their time 18 hours, 20 hours, you know, or 24 hours, you know, in the laboratory studying. So because they are doing tapasya, you know, so whatever they have desires, Krishna is fulfilling them. You know, ultimately Krishna is only known as Yogeshwara, right? So, and then there are so many of them who developed these mystic powers. Depending on one's amount of tapasya one does, he develops powers accordingly. So, after Brahmaji, you know, Hiranyakashipu is considered the greatest tapasvi. You know, greatest tapasvi. So that is why he became very, very powerful like that. Like this Mayadanava also, you know, he performed great austerities and penances. Then he developed all these mystic powers. Right? So he could construct a city. Sometimes he constructed a building, you know, sabha. That's why it's called Maya Sabha. When Kandavan Dahan happened, at that time he was being burnt. At the time he took shelter of Arjuna. Then Krishna told actually Arjuna to kill him. But he took shelter of Arjuna. Then Arjuna saved him because he surrendered to Arjuna. Arjuna, then Mayadana told Arjuna that if you want anything, you please let me know, like that. Then Krishna told that, you know, you make a very special bhavan for Pandavas. So he this bhavan that yesterday was describing, that it's called Maya Sabha, that bhavan is already there in somewhere in the universe. He already made that universe, that building. So he just brought it and then installed in Indraprastha, like that. So, it is not very wonderful, but actually the real yogis are devotees of Krishna. You know, yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantar atmana. You know, shraddhavan bhajate imam samayuktam tamumataha. Of all yogis, one who is always remembering me 24 hours and doing devotional service to me, he is the highest, topmost yogi. Right? So, in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna describes so how to develop these mystic powers, right? So Krishna explains in 11th canto that First qualification for a yogi is Jitendriya. Jitendriya. One must conquer one's senses. Jitendriya. Yuktasya Jitasvasa Yoginaha. You know, then one must control one's breath, breathing power. Right? And then Maidharayatas Cheta Upasistani Siddhayaha. You know? When a yogi has controlled his senses, conquered his breathing process, steadied his mind, and concentrated his mind on me, then all mystic perfections automatically appear to him. So this is the Jitatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Samahitaha Sitoshna Sukadukeshu Tatha Manapamanayu. Right? So first thing that we have to do is sense control, then conquer the breath, breathing process, and then steady the mind. For all these things have to be done according to the instructions of the Lord. Nowadays, there are so many bogus yogis. They concocted their own processes. By following such a process, the result you get is big zero. Only result you get is you get very good sleep. Right? Prabhupada explains that it is very, very important, you know, control the mind. Just like an example is given that suppose if somebody wants to become a police officer, policeman in Maharashtra government, if he dresses himself, you know, with the police uniform and stands in the, you know, traffic junction and starts controlling the traffic, will he get salary? Will he get salary? No. What will happen to him? What will happen to him? Hello? Suppose if a person wants to become a police officer, then he dresses himself as a police, you know, with a police uniform, and stands at the traffic junction, starts controlling the traffic. What will happen to him? He will be arrested for impersonating. Right? So, if you want a salary, and you want to be recognized as a bona fide servant of Maharashtra government, you must get a recruitment order from Maharashtra government, signed by the authority. Right? Like that, if you want the result of practicing yoga, you know, we must follow the instructions of the personality who gives the results to the one's yogic practices. So that is Krishna. That is why in Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, you know, it is mentioned. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna very clearly mentions in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, right? Samakhaya Shirogrivam Dharayan Achalam Stiram, you know, Sampreksha Nasikagram Swam Dishaschanavalokanam Prashantatma Vigatapir Brahmachari Vratyasthitaha Manas Samyamyamachitto Yukta Asita Matparaha. So, the first qualification, all these things are there, Yama, Niyama, all that stuff. But the most important point in that instruction is to meditate on me. Meditate on me. No, meditating on Krishna's four-handed form. So, in Second Canto Bhagavatam also, the Lord in the heart, that chapter is there, Pradesha Matram. In that verse, it is said that, you know, the super soul is sitting in our heart, measuring 8 inches. You know, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, how they are placed, Janardana. So you must, it is very strictly, you know, then in third chapter, third canto Bhagavatam, 28th chapter also, it is described how to practice this Hatha Yoga. So it is very, very important to follow the instruction of Lord Krishna. Then he will give the result. then he will give the result. So it is very important. And then one must control the mind. You know. So mind is like a, you know, it is very, very important to control the mind. Because right now, you know, Bandhur Atmanastasya, Enatmaiva Atmano Jitaha, Anatmanastu Satrutve, Vartate Atmaiva Shatruvat. The mind which is controlled is the friend of the living entity. The mind which is uncontrolled, you know, is so just like now mind dictates, right? Mind is like our wife, right? Husband, whatever wife says, he has to listen, right? Otherwise, there will be no peace at home. So, we should not, sometimes we should control, right? So the mind should be, first thing is, mind should be controlled. So mind is like a uncontrolled flood. Yeah? Uncontrolled flood. So when the flood is very dangerous, it destroys so many things. Like that, if the mind is not controlled, it destroys our life. Right? But the same flood water, if it is stored properly, then it can create lot of hydroelectric power. Right? If you build two banks and you know, reservoir, you know, you build a reservoir, you build a dam, and then you build two banks. Right? So those two banks are parents and the teacher, spiritual master. You know, and then the dam is holy name of the Lord, right? So if you use all these things, and you can then lot of energy can be generated by controlling the mind, right? So when we control the mind, then you restrain the senses from sense objects. Right? Then there are last three steps are there. Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. Right? So Dharana is defined as, so entire process is about meditating on the four-handed form of the Lord. One should start meditating from the lotus feet of the Lord and go up and go up and go up. And then when the mind is fixed, you know, one can fix the mind on the lotus face of the Lord. Like that. So, if somebody can concentrate one's mind for 12 seconds without a deviation, any kind of deviation. If you can concentrate your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord for 12 seconds without any deviation, without any thought. Because in a day, mind receives 10,000 thoughts in a day. Random thoughts pass through our mind. So our mind is, that's why it's so restless. But by doing all this mechanical process of Yama, Niyama and all that, so if you can come to the stage where for 12 seconds you can concentrate on the lotus feet of the Lord without any thought, without any deviation, that is called Dharana. Right? And then if you can concentrate 12 into 12, 144. Right? For 144 seconds. That is called Dhyana. Without any deviation. Right? And if somebody can concentrate for 12 into 12 into 12. You know, that is 25 minutes, 8 seconds. If you can concentrate. That is called Samadhi. Right? That's called Samadhi. So if somebody can reach that state, so accordingly and it takes long time, because in our heart there are so many vasanas are there. You know, so many vasanas are there. So all that vasanas have to be destroyed, and it takes thousands and thousands of years, you know, to get rid of all the contamination and sit down and meditate. In our childhood, we used to hear these Mayavadis, they talk. I don't know, maybe like once, like Vishwamitra Muni, he wanted to become Brahmarshi. And then he was doing great tapasya. And then he got defeated many times on the way. But still he is very, very determined. Because he had a fight with Vasishtha Muni. And Vasishtha Muni is known as Brahmarshi. You know, Brahmarshi. So there are Muni, and then there is Rishi. You know, and then there is Brahmarshi. So is the Brahmarshi is the highest post, top post. So he was doing great tapasya, and then world is disturbed. Brahmaji came and told Vishwamitra Muni that you stop this tapasya. I am telling you that you have become Brahmarshi. Vishwamitra Muni said, no, if you tell me, it doesn't. Vasishtha Muni should come and tell. So they said, okay, go and please him. Go and please him. Then Vishwamitra Muni, he cooked some sweet rice. And then he wanted to feed Vasishtha Muni. So he went to meet Vasishtha Muni in his ashram. And Vasishtha Muni at that time, he told that I am going for a bath in the Ganga. I'll take bath and come back. So you wait. So Vasishtha Muni went to Ganga, and then he took bath, and then he sat at the bank of the Ganga, and then he went into dhyana. Like that he went into samadhi for 1000 years. So Vishwamitra Muni, he was also waiting. Right? Waiting. And then he also went into samadhi. So after 1000 years of samadhi, Vasishtha Muni came out. Then he remembered Vishwamitra Muni is waiting. So he came back. And then Vishwamitra Muni is waiting. So when Vishwamitra Muni opened his eyes, he did not curse Vasishtha Muni. Otherwise, previously he would have cursed. Aray, how dare you are, you know? You kept me waiting like this. He just offered obeisances and fed him sweet rice. Then Vasishtha Muni said, this is the quality of a Brahmana, you know, Brahmarshi, tolerance. You know, without becoming angry, you waited. So now I give you certificate that you have become Brahmarshi. Like that. So this is the level of, and these people have done it, you know, Hiranyakashipu has done it. That's why he was bestowed with all the mystic powers. Like that. It is so like that. So, I will describe. Lord Krishna explains that there are 8 primary mystic powers and then 10 secondary mystic powers. So Krishna says that these primary 8 mystic powers, you know, they are taking shelter of me. And these 10 secondary mystic powers, they originate from mode of goodness. Like that. So, Krishna explains, Anima, Siddhi, becoming smaller than the smallest. Mahima, becoming greater than the greatest. Lagima, becoming lighter than the lightest. Right? They are mystic perfections by which one transforms one's body. That belong to the body. Then Prapti Siddhi, by which one acquires whatever one desires, is related to the senses. Prakamya Siddhi enables one to experience any enjoyable object in this world and in the next. Then Ishita Siddhi enables one to manipulate the sub-potencies of Maya. Vashita Siddhi enables one to be unimpeded by 3 modes of nature. Kamya Vashyaita Siddhi enables one to obtain anything he may desire. My dear Uddhava, these 8 Siddhis are considered as naturally existing and unexcelled within the world. These are the 8 primary Siddhis. And there are 10 secondary mystic Siddhis produced from the mode of material nature, or the power to free oneself from hunger and thirst. To hear and see things happening in a distant place. To move one's body at the speed of the mind. To assume any form one desires. To enter the bodies of others. To die according to one's will. To witness the pastimes of the demigods with the apsaras. To act however one desires. And to give orders whose fulfillment is unimpeded. The power to know past, present and future, tolerance of dualities such as heat and cold, to know others' minds, checking the influence of fire, sun, water, poison and so on, and to remain undefeated by others. These constitute five perfections attained by the practice of yoga and meditation. I have simply listed them here, giving their names and characteristics. Now please hear from me about how one attains a particular siddhi by performing a So Krishna explains in 11th Canto Bhagavatam that just like one who fixes his mind on me in my atomic form, which pervades all subtle elements, worshipping that form alone, attains the mystic perfection known as Anima Siddhi. Like this he has given the list, you know, what happens, how to attain each mystic Siddhi, how to attain. But in the end, you know, Krishna condemned the whole thing. Right? Like, there are many people who quote Vedas. Right? The Vedas are coming from breathing of the Lord, Vishnu. But Krishna, you know, wished it away. Said, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna, Nidvando Nityuta Swastho, Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Right? So, Krishna says, These Vedas, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, they are only dealing with the three modes of nature. You know, rise above these three modes of nature, my dear Arjuna. So Krishna is telling, right? Like once I was in BI and somebody came, the library was there. Somebody came, do you have Vedas? I said yes. Said gave him Bhagavad Gita. Said this is you know above Vedas, right? Bhagavad Gita is above Vedas. Right? Another time one devotee asked me, please give me some money. I want to purchase commentary, you know, Madhvacharya Bhashya and Vedanta Sutra. Right? Okay, I want to purchase. I said I have one. Right? I gave him first kind of Bhagavatam. Said this is a you know Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. You don't have to read Vedas. Many people they ask, you know, I want to read Vedas, can you guide? I said, it's all waste of time. Reading Vedas is a waste of time. Because it's only dealing with the three modes of nature. And then reading Vedanta Sutra is a waste of time. Because Prabhupada writes in the first kind of Bhagavatam, Vyasadev, even after writing Vedanta Sutra, he was morose. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the writer of Vedanta Sutra, he himself is morose. How can the reader of Vedanta Sutra become blissful? Right? After writing all these literatures, Vedavyas is morose. Then Narada Muni instructed him that, read, please concentrate on the, you know, and meditate on the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And you write a book exclusively dealing with the Krishna's pastimes and his incarnations. Then you will be satisfied. Then he wrote Bhagavatam. Right? Then he wrote Bhagavatam. So, Krishna after narrating all this stuff, you know, people may be excited that, you know, you can know the past, present and future. You know, you can conquer like that. It has been learned by leading experts, learned experts in devotional service, that for he who desires to achieve the wealth of my association by means of his execution of pure devotional service, the mystic perfections that I have described are actually impediments and a waste of time. Right? Krishna, what is his name? Anybody who wants to develop these mystic powers, what according to Krishna is? Waste of time. What is this, you know? But in order to get all these mystic powers, you have to perform austerities and penances for thousands and thousands of years. Then after all doing all these things, it's a waste of time. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that even devotees also, there are many devotees who have attained these mystic powers. So all these mystic powers, they reside in the body of a pure devotee of the Lord, and then a pure devotee of the Lord doesn't care for them, because he is completely taken shelter of Krishna, and then Krishna takes care of them. Krishna takes care of them. So sometimes once PC Sarkar, he was doing all this magic, and he has such a great magical powers, magic tricks. He knew that somebody would put him in a box and sealed from all sides and put him in the water, and then he came out of it. And then once there was a magic show in one auditorium, and a lot of famous people, many people there waiting, and then he came late. Everybody was waiting and then looking at the watch. 4 o'clock the show is supposed to start. So 5 o'clock he didn't come, and everybody is becoming restless. Then he came. Then everybody was protesting. You don't know the value of the time. Then he said, why you are saying I came late? Look at your watch. So everybody looked at their watch. It was only 4 o'clock. So Prabhupada, once he did this magic show in front of Srila Prabhupada, and then Prabhupada enjoyed it. Then Prabhupada told you have this power, magical powers to make things disappear, but I also have a mystic power of then he asked, can you make birth, death, old age and disease disappear from the lives of people? He said no. But Prabhupada said, I have that mystic power, I have that magical power to make birth, death, old age and disease disappear from the people's lives. Then P.C. Sarkar said, you are the greatest magician. You are the greatest magician. So Prabhupada had all these mystic powers actually. He knew past, present and future. And then he was Satya Sankalpa. Satya Sankalpa. Whatever Prabhupada desired, whatever Prabhupada said, it happened. And sometimes one Mataji, she was describing how Prabhupada was walking on the Vishakhapatnam beach, and then she was walking behind, and then she observed that Prabhupada was walking without leaving the footprints on the beach. She was walking behind Prabhupada, and then she was observing that Prabhupada was not leaving the footprints on the beach, because when you walk on the beach, you leave the footprints. Right? But Prabhupada was not. Another time, Prabhupada was walking, and then he came down from the aeroplane, and he was walking on the tarmac, and one black person, he was actually cleaning the airport. Then he started shouting, he's shining. Like that. Prabhupada would create Vaikuntha Prahladananda Swami, he was describing how that, I think in some Atlanta temple or somewhere, that when Prabhupada came, they all felt that they all were transformed into Vaikuntha. They all felt like that. Because Prabhupada is carrying Krishna in his heart. So for pure devotees of the Lord, it is not, it is a small thing. It is a small thing. And then you may ask Prabhupada, why many times many people they would ask, because some of these yogis during Prabhupada's time, like Brahmananda Prabhu or somebody, Achyutananda Maharaj, he was telling that in Vrindavan there is some yogi who would be present in two places at one go. He was seen like that. And then once Prabhupada met one yogi, somebody in Allahabad, somebody wanted a Kabul ka anar. You know, it's very famous, you know, pomegranate. So he extended his hand and then he plucked a fresh anar fruit from Kabul, in Kabul, and then gave it to him. But in general, Prabhupada did not exhibit this kind of mystic powers, even though he had. Because the logic is, Narada Muni says, that usually pure devotees of the Lord, they don't exhibit all these mystic powers. Because these are all very cheap tricks, you know, to attract some gullible people. But actually, the real thing is, one should become a devotee, you know, not by seeing some mystic power or somebody or something, but by hearing from a pure devotee of the Lord. That is very important. So that is why one should have faith in the words of the pure devotee of the Lord. One must keep on hearing about the, you know, pure devotion of the Lord. Then one should build faith like that and become a devotee, not by, you know, seeing some mystic powers, by seeing some miracles, you know. So foolish people only, they want to see all these mystic powers and get attracted. Right? Like, there is a Sai Baba with hairstyle, right? In Anantapur, Andhra Pradesh, right? He was there. He used to produce all these Shivalingas and all that. Right? But ultimately, what happened? Right? So, it's not a very great thing. And it's a waste of time. But there are devotees who have developed mystic powers, like Dhruv Maharaj, you know, he was doing this, you know, mystic yoga only, Hatha yoga only, as instructed by Sri Narad Muni. Then he developed such power that when after finishing 6 months of his, by the time, just in the first month, he was eating only once in 3 days some berries and all that. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that none of us can do that tapasya that Dhruv Maharaj has done it. You know, that Dhruv Maharaj has done it. But we can actually, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we were given a very simple process. But we should not actually break the regulative principles given by the acharyas. So it is very, very easy for us. Actually, process is very easy. You know, this devotional service, pure devotional service, given by Lord Chaitanya, Vishwanath Chakravarti says that pure devotional service is easy to perform, very difficult to obtain. So, if all these yogis, if they knew about this pure devotional service, they would have done it. Right? They would have done it. But they did not know, because this pure devotional service is very, very rare. Given by Lord Chaitanya only. You know, given by Srila Prabhupada only. So by practicing this pure devotional service, Dhruv Maharaj, so he performed great austerities. And then in the second month, only once in 6 days, he was drinking water. Right? In the third month, once in 9 days, he was breathing. Like this, he did. By the time, it is sixth month, he completely stopped his breathing. Then he became one with the Mahatattva. And the entire world started trembling. By the time, end of the sixth month, he was actually standing on one leg, like a pillar. So when he became so heavy, that he pushed the earth down. And he became more and more advanced, that, you know, when he closed all his randras, all his holes, then concentrated his mind completely on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then whole world was unable to breathe, including demigods and all. All the demigods and all, they became disturbed and they came to Lord Vishnu. So Prabhupada writes that because Dhruva Maharaj, he became Brahman, you know, he is embodiment of Supreme Brahman, because he's the Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, you know, I carry the Brahman, you know, residence. So because he's meditating on lotus feet of Krishna, you know, so he became one with Krishna. Prabhupada gives this example that there are many passengers in an aeroplane. You know, each one is an individual person, but they carry the entire force of the aeroplane, which is traveling at thousands of miles per 1 hour. In the same way, a unit energy, if he is one with the complete energy, then that unit energy becomes one with the complete energy, and he carries that power of that complete energy. And then Prabhupada writes that just see, Dhruva Maharaj, it is said that how come, you know, he has got such power that at one point of time he was unable to climb onto the lap of his father and he was rejected. The same person, because he was performed pure devotional service, you know, he carried the entire world, and then he pushed the entire Mother Earth by his one toe, like that. So all this is possible because he achieved perfection in meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, like that. So that is the real purpose of mystic yoga. You know, then later on, unlike all these other ordinary yogis and all, he did not, you know, exhibit all these mystic powers and all, you know. Then he regretted that he did all these things, like last time I was saying. Like that. Then, of course, in the end, he attained pure devotional service and went back to Godhead, you know. So that is the power of this devotional service. Done it properly, you know, this mystic yoga is also, kind of a devotional service only. But previously it was practiced. But now we are very fortunate that we are given a very simple process. You know. And pure devotees of the Lord, like Krishna is known as Yogeshwara. You know. And then Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and is the Supreme Controller. But pure devotees of the Lord, they develop such mystic powers. You know, they develop such mystic powers that they control the Lord. You know, they control the Lord, right? Like in Damodara pastime, right? Mother Yashoda, pure devotion. You know, it is showed that it is said that, you know, Krishna is known as Aptakama. You know, but this Mother Yashoda's devotion made him Sanyakama. Right? Krishna is known as Lakshmipati. Right? But Mother Yashoda's devotion made him into Makanchor. Right? Makanchor. So like this, you know, Krishna lost all his mystic powers because of the mystic powers of pure devotees, you know, Mother Yashoda. Right? Then he became vulnerable. Then he told the gopis that, my dear gopis, na parayaham, you know, I cannot repay your debt. You know, you have done such nice devotional service to me that I don't know how to repay, how to reward you, because I told in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatamam prapadyante tam sateva bhajamyaham. You know, but in your case I have failed. Because Krishna says, as you surrender, I reward. But I don't have anything to pay you. So Krishna told the gopis that be satisfied, you know, with whatever service you are doing, because I am unable to repay you. So that is the level of, power one can achieve by the mercy of the Lord. So we should not waste, we should not become attracted. Anyway, we cannot do all these things. Even if somebody wants to achieve this mystic power, they cannot do anyway. Right? And at the most, they will attract some foolish people. You know, all these, so many Babas are there. You know, thousands and thousands of people, they go there. You know, all foolishness. You know, so what to do? So, it is not required. So, that is why Krishna, Prabhupada says that Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yumam samayukta tamo mataha. So, of all yogis, one who is always meditating on me, he is the best of all, best of them. So, we should concentrate how to chant Hare Krishna mantra very nicely, follow four regulative principles very strictly. So, Prabhupada writes, Bhuyayeva Mahabaho Shunume Paramam Vachaha. Right? In that verse, 10th chapter, 1st verse. So, Prabhupada writes, Mahabaho, mighty armed one. Right? Arjuna is known as Mahabaho, one who is very great, strength is there in his arms. Then he can release the arrows from both his hands. Prabhupada told all of us to become Mahabaho. You know how? Mahabaho. Prabhupada told us to become Mahabaho. All of us, we should become Mahabaho. Right? How, you know? Prabhupada said, one who can control, and then one who can follow these four regulative principles very strictly, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, he will be called a Mahabaho. Right? Mahabaho. So first we should become a Mahabaho. Then, we can become, Prabhupada said, first you become a human being, then you can become Krishna conscious. First you become conscious, then you can become Krishna conscious. Right? So becoming conscious means becoming a human being. Becoming a human being means becoming a Mahabaho. Right? So those who are strictly following four regulative principles, you know, they can call each other Mahabaho. Right? Like that. So, our first aim should be, it's not very easy, following four regulative principles. Right? In the beginning, maybe it is, but later on, you know, people become bored. Said, okay, you know, I have done this so many years, chalta hai. Right? Like that, the thoughts come. So, one must follow this very strictly, then the greatest mystic power one can develop is to go back home, back to Godhead. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Okay? Grandraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.